Hello, friends. Welcome to Divine Mercy Sunday. Thank you for watching today. We're going to go to St. Faustina's diary in a particular section where Jesus talks about divine mercy. Mm-hmm. Have you read this, Janelle?
I have. Yeah, I read it when I was like 18 years old. I was on a traveling retreat team, and during all my free time, that's what I would read. And it was so good. I remember, but the thing is, like, each little section, there was just so much to chew on. But you know what? It's been a while. I should revisit it.
So it's thick. Our copy, almost 700 pages. Did you know how many times the word mercy appears in this? 1,336 times. Mm. That's more than the word faith. That's more than the word forgiveness. That's more than the word love. The only word that appears more that I could find is the word Jesus. His name appears about 1,800 times. So the theme of St. Faustina's diary is Jesus and mercy.
Surprise! My daughter, tell the whole world about my inconceivable mercy. I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and shelter for all souls, and especially for poor sinners. On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the fount of my mercy. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. On that day, all the divine floodgates through which graces flow are opened. Let no soul fear to draw near to me, even though its sins be as scarlet. My mercy is so great that no mind, be it of man or of angel, will be able to fathom it throughout all eternity. Everything that exists has come forth from the very depths of my most tender mercy. Every soul in its relation to me will contemplate my love and mercy throughout eternity. The Feast of Mercy emerged from my very depths of tenderness. It is my desire that it be solemnly celebrated on the first Sunday after Easter. Mankind will not have peace until it turns to the fount of my mercy. So the first thing that stands out to me is that Jesus himself is saying that there is a plenary indulgence that is connected with a specific feast day. If you're not familiar with what a plenary indulgence is, please go and do a quick search about it because you do not want to miss out on it.
I'll put a link in the description of this video. Jesus said mankind will not have peace until what? Until we turn to the fount of his mercy. Can you see the world in need of mercy right now? Mm. And peace. Like, there's just a chaos within the world. You don't need to be a prophet to see it. Mm-hmm. It's just everywhere. Just look at your home, even ours. Like, we got 6 children. We're homeschooling. It's a little chaotic at times. It's hard for us sometimes even to get a video done. Mm-hmm. But our home needs peace. What I've recognized is that when we stray from Jesus, our home gets more chaotic. No, what I mean by stray from Jesus, that means it's not that we've stopped going to Mass or anything, but when we stop praying together as a family. Mm. Or I've noticed this myself. I don't know if I told you, but when I'm personally struggling and I feel like in my mind it hasn't been focused on Jesus as much, I notice an increased
agitation.
Agitation in our home.
Mm-hmm. And I think also just getting so busy with so many things that what's the easiest thing to fall off the list? Your prayer time. I see that going hand in hand. Increase agitation as soon as the prayer life gets decreased, or maybe we're not engaging in that mental prayer like you were referring to from St. Alphonsus yesterday.
St. Augustine says, peace is the tranquility of order. So when our hearts take on God's order, the fruit of this is going to be peace. Mm-hmm. When our families take on God's order, our family is going to have peace. When our culture takes on God's order, the fruit of this will be peace. There will be no peace in the world without Jesus' mercy. Mm. It's that simple. No political party can bring peace. No vaccine can bring peace. No change in the political order of things can bring peace. The only thing that can bring peace is Jesus Christ. Mm. So friends, today, the gates are open for you. God's mercy is coming to you. Are you able to go to Mass? Are you able to receive the Holy Eucharist? Are you able to go to confession? Some of you watching aren't. That's the reality that we have because of COVID. Well, then you do the best with what you got. Can you go during the week? Can you go to confession and book an appointment? We have to do the best with what we got and not just ride on the coattails of these Sunday dispensations. We have to do the best with what we got, and what's going to happen? Jesus will come with torrents of mercy and grace, because we're just not going to have peace without it.
Mm-hmm.
So in closing, some encouraging words from Jesus through Saint Faustina. My mercy is greater than your sin and those of the entire world. Who could measure the extent of my goodness? For you, I descended from heaven to earth. For you, I allowed myself to be nailed to the cross. For you, I allowed my sacred heart be pierced with a lance, thus opening wide the source of my mercy for you. Come then with trust to draw graces from this fountain. I never reject a contrite heart. My friends, let these words encourage you today on Divine Mercy Sunday, as the floodgates of His mercy are here for you. Let's pray the chaplet together. We'll link right up there. A special thank you to everyone who has been journeying with us over the Divine Mercy Novena. It's been so wonderful to journey with you. We'll do this again very soon. Weekly Wednesday videos will continue, though. God bless you.